I'm Carl Azus, delivering 10 minutes of international current events. At the midpoint of the week, we're starting with news about Iran. The Middle Eastern country tested out a number of ballistic missiles yesterday. That has the international community, including the U.S., concerned because it might break a United Nations resolution. It calls on Iran not to develop missiles that could carry nuclear weapons. Iran says it doesn't have nuclear weapons and that this missile launch only tested conventional weapons. But a U.S. government source said the U.N. Security Council might investigate the launch and consider action against Iran. The Obama administration says the test did not violate a controversial nuclear deal with Iran that the U.S. led last year. Our next story, the U.S. military says a terrorist group in Africa took a major hit over the weekend. Al-Shabaab, which is based in the East African nation of Somalia, was the target of a U.S. airstrike. American officials say the Islamic militant group had about 200 fighters at a camp and that they posed an imminent threat because they were planning some type of major attack, possibly targeting American and African Union military forces in Somalia. But in Saturday's airstrike, U.S. authorities believe as many as 150 Al-Shabaab members were killed by drones and manned aircraft. An official from Al-Shabaab disputes that number, saying only a few fighters died in the assault. Either way, the strike, while destructive, is not expected to eliminate the threat from these terrorists.
The terror group Al-Shabaab is becoming deadlier and more ambitious. Al-Shabaab means the youth in Arabic, and it's a group that's risen out of the chaos of the failed state of Somalia. The irony is, as it's gained more international prominence, it's actually lost ground at home due to infighting in the group, successful operations by government forces, but also drone strikes by the U.S. At the same time, though, it's become more aggressive abroad, particularly in September 2013 when it carried out the Westgate Mall attack, which killed more than 60 people. More recently, in April, the attack at Garissa University in Kenya that killed more than 150. Like ISIS, Al-Shabaab has a powerful presence on the web, particularly in terms of recruiting. An added threat are Al-Shabaab's deep ties to the U.S. A number of Somali Americans have gone to Somalia to join the ranks of Al-Shabaab. Some of them have become suicide bombers. A man from Alabama, Omar Hamami, became the rapping jihadi, powerful in their recruiting videos, though he was later killed.